Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we started a new section. Day before yesterday we started a new section, glad tidings to the believer. Now at the time of death, a mu'min, a believer, he gets many glad tidings. When a person is traveling and is going overseas, say for example he's going for an ijtima, now there's one of two ways. He can land at the airport, and now he'll have to find a taxi. That is one way. He'll have to find a taxi, give directions to the taxi driver, and now the taxi driver will have taken to the ijtima site. Or there is another way, when a person goes and he reaches there, and now there is a whole group or a kafla waiting for him to take him. And then you'll get maybe a third situation where a person goes to the airport, and now there isn't just one kafla there, but there's huge scores of people that are waiting, and all, most of them are ulama, senior people, and whole entourage that is waiting to take him, and they take him with such respect to the red carpet. And then they put him into the car, in the vehicle. It's an example, I'm saying, using the word red carpet, but to show that type of reception that this person gets. Now imagine at the time of death, it's such a reception, such an entourage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents for this person's ruh to be taken away, that malaika are present as far as the eyes can see. They're all shining. It's just not a human being form, an entourage or an istiqbal jamaat that is there. These are malaika that are waiting to receive this person, shining, beautiful. And that vehicle is not just one car, one Rolls Royce. That vehicle of taking that ruh also is such a beautiful vehicle that they're going to use to take. The malaika taking and driving this vehicle, they'll take this person in, shrouded in silk, with beautiful amber and silk and sweet vessel, and beautiful smell that will be coming, musk, etc., as we did in the hadith. So can you imagine what a reception that will be? Not an ordinary blue light brigade, but that will be a brigade of malaika to take this ruh of this person up. So what enjoyment this person experiences. So anyway, continuing with the section. An Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha jaa malakul mawti ila waliyyillah sallama alayhi wa salamuhu alayhi ay yaqul assalamu alayka ya waliyyillah qum fakhruj min darika allati kharibatha ila darika allati ammartaha. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the angel of death comes to a close friend of Allah, when he comes to a waliullah, a close friend of Allah, he greets him. The angel of death says to him, peace be to you. Assalamu alayka means peace be to you. O friend of Allah, ya waliullah, O friend of Allah, get up and leave this world which you have emptied. You have emptied, in other words, you haven't beautified it, you haven't spent a lot of time in this dunya as far as the decoration and the glamour and the glitz and spending your affairs. So kharibatha, you emptied it, you made it, you spent less time in doing it up, you spend less time in what you did as far as the dunya is concerned. Now they tell him that leave this world which you have emptied and proceed to the world which you have filled. In other words, from the abode of this world to the abode of the year after. Because generally a pious person, most of his time and his thinking and his fikr is for the akhirat. So he is more concerned how I can decorate my akhirat, how I can beautify my akhirat. He's not too concerned of this world. He'll have a little bit concern, not to say no, but most of it is akhirat. Whenever he's reciting Quran Sharif, he's decorating his akhirat. He's tiling and he's designing his akhirat. When he's reading Nafil Salah, Tahajjud Salah, Zikr, etc., what he's doing, he's beautifying the akhirat. So now that angel is telling him, leave this world which you didn't spend too much of time and go to that world which you have already beautified. How much of time you spent beautifying it? Now move on to that world and that life which you have beautified. And Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ قَبْضَ رُوحِ الْمُؤْمِنِ أُوحَى إِلَى مَلَكِ الْمُوتِ أَقْرِئْهُ مِنِّي السَّلَامِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ مَلَكُ الْمُوتِ لِقَبْضِ رُوحِهِ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّكَ يُقْرِئُكَ السَّلَامِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said that when Allah Ta'ala wills to take the life of a believer, he instructs the angel of death, convey my salam to him. When the angel of death proceeds to take away his life, he says, your sustainer conveys salam to you. And imagine when somebody comes from overseas or he comes from somewhere and he tells us that one friend of ours has given salam to us, how nice we feel that somebody has given salam. Now imagine if he comes and says the Imam of the Haram Sharif had given salam, then person feels even more nice and feels even more better. Or a very senior alim has remembered you and he's given salam for you. How nice does a person feel that this person has given salam for me? At the time of death, what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel to tell him that Allah has given salam to you. What a feeling that must be, that Allah Pak has sent salam to you. And Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu qal, يؤتى المؤمن عند الموت فيقال له لا تخف مما أنت قادم عليه فيذهب خوفه ولا تحزن على الدنيا ولا على أهلها وأبشر بالجنة فيذهب خوفه ولا تحزن على الدنيا فيموت وقد أقر الله عينه. Hazrat Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu said, angels are sent to a believer at the time of his death. They say to him, do not fear about where you are going. His fear leaves him. Once the angel tells him, do not fear where you are going, immediately his fear leaves him. They say, do not fear about the world and its people, and you have the glad tidings of paradise. His fear leaves him. Now whatever fear he has about the family that he's leaving behind and the world, that fear, once the angel tells him this, then once the angels tell him this, and immediately this fear goes away. They say, do not fear about separating from the world. He passes away in a state that Allah Ta'ala has cooled his eyes. He has given him peace and comfort. This last hadith will tell us to what comfort this person experiences and what solace he experiences when these words are said to him. وَفِي شَرْحِ الصُّدُورِ عَنْهُ أَيْضًا فِي الْآيَةِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ قال يبشر بها عند موته وفي قبره ويوم يبعث فإنه لفي الجنة وما ذهبت فرحة البشارة من قلبه. Hazrat Zayd ibn Aslam radiallahu anhu says, with reference to this verse of the Quran, إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله, he says, explain, surely those who said our sustainer is Allah, and they remain steadfast on this, the angels descend upon them saying, do not fear nor grieve. Listen to the glad tidings of paradise which you were promised. He is given this glad tidings at the time of this of his death. So when the angels come, they give him the glad tidings of Jannat at the time he is dying. And then when he is in his grave, again they will come and they'll give him the glad tidings. For the second time now he's given the glad tidings of Jannat. You can imagine what beauty and what comfort he feels in his heart given this glad tidings of Jannat. And when he is resurrected, now again he is given the glad tidings of Jannah. So three times this person is given the glad tidings of Jannah. When he is about to pass away, when he's passing away, he is given the glad tidings. When he is put in the qabr, he is given the glad tidings of Jannah. When he is now resurrected on a day of Qiyamah, when everyone is parishan, this person again is given the glad tidings of Jannah. When he goes to Jannah, the joy which is experienced at hearing this glad tiding is still experienced by his heart. In other words, that joy that was created in his heart by hearing these glad tidings on these three occasions, even after entering Jannat and seeing the glitz, the glamour, the enjoyment of Jannat, he is still experiencing the enjoyment of that glad tidings that was given to him in those three occasions. It shows how beautiful those glad tidings are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that get these beautiful glad tidings. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.